Striking controllers foul airline traffic in Greece. A mediator is named in the Air Transat contract impasse. And NASA announces 3 new centennial challenges. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, July 16th, 2010. Efforts in Greece to turn around the near-bankrupt government are hitting some speed bumps, and summer vacationers are paying the price. Air traffic to all Greek airports ground to a halt yesterday morning as air traffic controllers joined other government workers in a 4-hour protest against government austerity measures and pension reforms. When the strike ended, outgoing flights from Greek airports were extremely backed up, causing lengthy delays. The austerity measures were instituted when Greece barely avoided massive loan defaults in May, after a $139 billion bailout from the International Monetary Fund. The measures triggered what has become a series of strikes and walkouts by angry union employees, but Thursday was the first one that involved air traffic controllers. The Airline Pilots Association International, representing pilots employed by Canada's Air Transat, reports a conciliation commissioner has been appointed to oversee negotiations between Air Transat pilots and their employer. The appointment sets in motion a series of hard deadlines for negotiators. Captain Sylvain Albin, chairman of the Air Transat Master Executive Council of ALPA, notes, quote, "After more than 6 months of bargaining, substantial issues remain open, particularly in the areas of pilot fatigue mitigation, job outsourcing, and compensation. We are hopeful that a tentative agreement can be reached through conciliation," unquote. Canada's Minister of Labor, Lisa Raitt, appointed Maureen Flynn to serve as conciliation commissioner. The 60-day conciliation period will expire September 10th unless the parties agree to an extension. Following conciliation is a 21-day cooling-off period that will end October 1st, setting a potential strike date of the 2nd of October. NASA has announced 3 new centennial challenges with an overall prize purse of $5 million. These are prize competitions for technological achievements by independent teams working without government funding. Bobby Brown, the agency's chief technologist, elaborated, quote, "NASA sponsors prize competitions because the agency believes student teams, private companies of all sizes, and citizen inventors can provide creative solutions to problems of interest to NASA and the nation. Prize competitions are a proven way to foster technological competitiveness, new industries, and innovation across America," unquote. The Nanosatellite Launch Challenge is to place a small satellite into Earth orbit twice in 1 week, with a prize of $2 million. The goals are to stimulate innovations in low-cost launch technology and encourage creation of commercial nanosatellite delivery services. The Night Rover Challenge will demonstrate a solar-powered exploration vehicle that can operate in darkness using its own stored energy. The prize purse is $1.5 million. The object is to stimulate innovations in energy storage technologies of value in extreme space environments, such as the surface of the moon, or for electric vehicles and renewable energy systems on Earth. The Sample Return Robot Challenge will demonstrate a robot that can locate and retrieve geologic samples from wide and varied terrain without human control. This challenge has a prize purse of $1.5 million. The objectives are to encourage innovations in automatic navigation and robotic manipulator technologies. Centennial challenges are extended to individuals, groups, and companies working outside the traditional aerospace industry. Unlike most contracts or grants, awards are made only after solutions are successfully demonstrated. NASA is soliciting proposals from nonprofit organizations to manage each of the 3 new competitions. Those proposals are due by September 13th. Selection of partner organizations is expected by October 8th. Up next on ANN, Pilatus Aircraft achieves a milestone. Cessna has a new composite prop for the Skycatcher. And Hilton Goldstein envisions an iPad in every cockpit. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 16th. I'm Paul Plack. Pilatus Aircraft delivered the 1,000th PC-12 at a special ceremony Wednesday in Broomfield, Colorado. The milestone aircraft was handed over to its new owner, David Fountain of Halifax, Nova Scotia, who is now a three-time PC-12 owner. The private investor says he plans to fly his new plane himself, as he has done with his first two. Regarding his preference for the type, he says, quote, "There is no other aircraft in the world like the PC-12. The size, speed, range, and the Swiss quality of the aircraft are exceptional, and it's a joy to fly," unquote. Cessna's Macaulay Propeller Systems Division reports ASTM compliance for a new two-blade, fixed-pitched composite prop for the 162 Skycatcher. Macaulay VP and GM Peter Wilkinson said Wednesday, quote, "This is the first of a planned family of composite propellers we have in development, designed for a range of aircraft. We're excited to have this announcement come on the heels of our consolidation in Macaulay," unquote. The IL-100 is specifically designed for the Skycatcher's Teledyne Continental Motors O200D engine. It consists of a continuous fiber, single-piece design for high strength and lightweight. Macaulay will continue testing to gain FAA Part 35 certification, making the prop available to a wider range of aircraft. Cessna consolidated its Macaulay operations in early July to better focus resources on development programs, such as the IL-100. Hilton Software has announced another milestone in what it calls the WingX iPad revolution, with the debut of geo-referenced approach charts. The company says WingX Pro 7 version 4.1 brings considerable power, flexibility, and ease of use to pilots, and reduces the cost well below that of dedicated GPS hardware. Dr. Hilton Goldstein, founder of Hilton Software, says his vision for the company, quote, "is to provide affordable systems that rival and in many cases surpass dedicated hardware units from the big-name GPS companies. I predict WingX Pro 7 will start a trend, particularly in the LSA market, of aircraft manufacturers mounting an iPad on the panel instead of installing a much more expensive in-panel unit costing thousands of dollars," unquote. WingX products run on iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch, Android, BlackBerry, and Windows Mobile. Find out more at HiltonSoftware.com. Gulfstream International Group says it's reached a final agreement with the FAA for the settlement of proposed civil penalties involving the payment of $550,000 over 5 years. It has also revised its lease with Raytheon for 21 Beech 1900D airliners, extending the deal until December 6th of this year on existing terms and providing an opportunity to buy out the fleet at the end of the term, which would save the company $5 million a year in lease payments. CEO David Hackett observed, quote, "The ability to purchase our fleet of aircraft leased from RACC represents a major milestone, strongly positioning us for a return to profitability. We also believe that settling the FAA's proposed civil penalty is in the best interest of our company and its stakeholders. And while we have differing views as to the merits of some of the claims, the company will be able to ensure its focus remains on continuous improvement in operations and financial results," unquote. Please note that Gulfstream International Group is not related to the profitable business jet manufacturer Gulfstream Aerospace Corporation. Still ahead, Hugo Chavez issues a warning to the Dutch government. NASA and Microsoft will make sure you never leave your computer. And how do you get tomato sauce stains out of a blue uniform? You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, July 16th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA and Microsoft Research are bringing Mars to life with new features in the Worldwide Telescope software that provide viewers with a high-resolution 3D map of the Red Planet. Microsoft's online virtual telescope explores the universe using images NASA spacecraft return from other worlds. Teams at NASA's Ames Research Center and Microsoft jointly developed the software to make NASA's planetary data available in Worldwide Telescope. The maps contain 74,000 images from Mars Global Surveyor and more than 13,000 high-res images taken by the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. Each individual high-res image contains more than a billion pixels. The complete maps were rendered into image mosaics containing more than a half billion smaller images. Get more details on this amazing project in the text version of this story, dated July 15th, at aero-news.net. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez says a Dutch military plane recently violated Venezuelan airspace on multiple occasions, and that the incursions could have diplomatic repercussions. A statement from the Venezuelan government said it was able to positively identify the plane, which it claims penetrated its airspace three times, quote, even though the aircraft used techniques to hide its position and identification, unquote. The Associated Press reports that no specifics as to the origins of the flights were given. Chavez has taken the Netherlands to task in the past for allowing the U.S. military to stage operations on Dutch islands off the Venezuelan coast, which he just knows are in preparation for a military attack against Venezuela. And finally today, have you ever wondered where TSA finds the folks who screen your luggage at the airport? Well, here's one place. The agency has instituted a recruiting campaign using ads on home delivery pizza boxes. The ads tell pizza enthusiasts that TSA can provide, quote, a career where X-ray vision and federal benefits come standard, unquote. USA Today reports the ads appear to be specifically targeted toward placing screeners at Washington's Reagan National and Dulles airports and have a specific URL and telephone number listed to apply. In related news, the GAO reports that for some reason, TSA is now ordering its familiar blue uniforms only in extra large. That's the latest from Aero News. Okay, I made up that last sentence. Remember to check out the ANN special feature today. It's the conclusion of Jim Campbell's interview with Cirrus Aircraft CEO Brent Wouters, including an update on the Vision Jet program. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.